here we are faced with the typical challenges that people normally see on CNN. So for me, it was not a movie. It was a real life in which we did not know what to eat tomorrow. My family was one of the poorest family. My father did not go to school, even class one. My mother did not go to school. We were nine in the family, two already passed away, three actually. So for those who are remaining, I am the last born. And we were really facing the real challenges from all aspects of life. Forget about something like electricity. No, I was using the kerosene burners. And then the food was challenging that much. And the water, we did not have clean water. And don't talk about safe. No, at least clean, just whitish water. No. And we can see sometimes worms floating in water. And in my pool, I could see worms. Those were the challenges. There was time when I was struggling with diseases that I don't know what it was. And maybe I would have died for this very ignorant kind of things. No, I can't imagine. And I was taken to a witch doctor, and he had his own solutions. There was a day he came to our home, and he was digging some kind of he's saying these things were put by the witch doctors, and your house could be struck at any time by the lightning. Man, that was crazy. So there was a time I was even treating myself. So I have some bruises now in my stomach. I cut myself to treat myself. I was using even a concoction that is a dried goat urine. We dry it, and I make a concoction to try to heal myself. Now, those are the challenges. I could see some children really pass away because of this. So today I'm scared. How did I pass? It's like in a forest full of lions and the cheetahs and every creature. You just cross there, and at the end of the jungle, you look back and you ask yourself, how did you cross on earth? So today I am really asking myself, how was it possible to live under that circumstance?